From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Zoran Alush, one of Syria's most powerful rebel group leaders, is reported dead, killed in an airstrike on a rebel position east of Damascus. It is seen as a significant blow to the armed opposition, bolstering President Bashar al-Assad ahead of new peace talks scheduled for early this coming year. An unconfirmed initial report suggests the airstrike that killed Alush was carried out by Russian planes. An Iraqi army spokesman says airstrikes are being used to detonate some of the landmines and booby traps in order to move forward in Ramadi. Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of the last remaining district of the city held by Islamic State for the past 7 months. One member of the Iraqi counterterrorism team thinks Ramadi will be liberated from the militants very soon.
Only a small distance separates them from us. We are watching them coming out. We have killed many of them, and our snipers have taken positions on the roofs of the houses of Ramadi.
The fall of Ramadi, a mainly Sunni city just 2 hours by car from Baghdad, was a major setback for the Iraqi government, which has watched the militant group sweep through huge parts of Iraq since 2014 and later Syria as well. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dissolved the country's 10 states and established 28 new ones in their place, a move critics say undermines the power-sharing deal signed in August after a 2-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. President Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deals. This week, the rebels and the government met in Juba in hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. That effort now in danger. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days, pushing them back to December 30th. We have this report from the capital of Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We are trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the 3-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Höye, VOA News, Bangui.
Israeli soldiers have fatally shot a Palestinian woman who they accuse of trying to ram them with her car in the West Bank. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reports no Israelis were injured. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Health Ministry says a 22-year-old Gaza man was killed by live fire in an altercation with Israeli forces near the border fence. Israel blames the Palestinian attacks on incitement. Palestinians say the violence stems from frustration at nearly 5 decades of Israeli military rule. A suspected suicide bomber set off explosives during Friday prayers at a mosque in northern Bangladesh, killing himself and wounding about a dozen people. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack at the mosque run by the minority Ahmadiyya Muslim community in the town of Baghmara. A spokesman for the Muslim group says an accomplice of the bomber managed to escape in the chaos. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief stopover in Pakistan Friday, holding talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. Improved relations between the countries are a prime demand of the international community, which fears possible war. But Mr. Modi is appealing to Pakistan for help in against terrorism in the region. He made a similar pitch in Afghanistan.
We know that Afghan success will require the cooperation and support of each of its neighbors. And all of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran and others must unite in trust and cooperation.
It is widely perceived that Pakistan and India are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence developments in Afghanistan. Islamabad dismisses the impression, and Mr. Modi has also tried to allay those fears. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.